candy shots. It's all about these, it's like different, you don't even know, there's no main character. There's just different situations where there's always like a guy or two trying to like look up a girl's skirt and see some panties. Like that's the whole entire show. It's the weirdest thing, but me and Trisha watched it all in one night.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. Just do a whole song.
Wow.
With me doing that. Like, it is your favorite girls tonight. We are minus.
It's a girls' night. It's a girls' night.
We are minus a Nick because he's sick again. So, like. It's weird because he got sick and he like lost his voice and then he was fine for like a week and then he got sick again with something else. So I don't know. We've been trying to like tell him to go to the doctor and like do all this stuff. He seems okay today, but he's just like not up to it. So we moved some things.
We just want to make sure that he gets 100%.
100%. So we moved some things around.
100.
100. So tonight's episode is just going to be your lovely hosts, Sam, the Turkey Tom, the Bomb Mom, and Danny, the Uncanny with the Fanny.
The Big Fanny.
And what's a food that rhymes with Danny? Is there a type of food? I feel like there's a type of Indian food or like fried bread that, or is that naan? Am I thinking of naan?
I don't know.
Isn't there a food that rhymes with Danny? Like, it's called Chung Swanny, and it's like some kind
Chung
of...
Chung Swanny.
And it's some kind of Chinese noodle dish.
Oh, my God.
Beef chow.
If any of our listeners has a food that rhymes with Danny, please leave it in the comments.
Yes.
And then we will say it next week.
Or tweet it at Anime Summit.
Or tweet it. Yeah. Or tweet it at Anime Summit. Or tell us on the Discord. And tag me so I know.
So obviously there was a different episode planned tonight, but we didn't want to do it without Nick. So we moved some things around, and tonight's episode is just going to be kind of a free for all. So later in the episode, we're just going to talk about what me and Danny have been doing in the world of anime on outside of watching seasonal stuff and things like that, and what we got going on.
I'm terrible at improvising for songs.
Me and Danny can't talk without starting to go like, just start like, fucking terrible.
We'll just be really awkward today. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Danny, say something, please.
Squirrel.
So yeah. So I'm gonna. There's only a little couple pieces of news here, and there's some
Thank God.
Danny's always yelling at Nick for the news.
No, but come on, like I'm right. Am I? Like I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
We'll like open the thing, and there's like 18. Links of things. It's like
it's so annoying. It's so annoying.
And half of the things are like, why is food and anime have tomatoes in it or something, like weird article,
or if it's about Netflix, or if it's about something that everybody knows already because people talk about it on the Discord. So it's all like we don't really need to talk about this.
Now we're just picking on him. He is like, he's on that shit all the time. So that's why it's like,
no, he is. Yeah. I guarantee, like I give him chops for like dealing with all the shit that Sam and I give him and everything. Like Nick does the show notes. He like does the news and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of the only thing that I can think of that he really does really hard on.
Other than watch 2050.
Yeah, oh, like, he watches, like, a shit ton of anime, so.
50 shows a season?
Yeah.
Like, oh my, come on, dude. Just relax.
We love you, Nick. It's all out of, the bitchiness is all out of love.
He's like sitting at home dying right now, and we're just talking shit. Like,
yeah, we're just talking fucking shit Nick, about dude. Him. Like,
so we're just gonna go right into the news here. There's two little interesting things that Nick found. Okay, so Nick likes to read the Answer Man articles on Animated News Network. If you haven't heard of Answer Man with Justin Tsebekas, you should. It's really cool. I love Answer Man. A user asked, what programs do anime studios use nowadays for animating anime? Blah, blah, blah. I know that they use this and this. Fate Zero and Kill la Kill are so wonderfully animated, so I'm curious. Answer Man goes on to say that there's a bunch of stuff. He knows that they use Redis Pro, which also they use Core Redis. I don't know if those are programs that are available here. I think they are. Stylus HD, which you can use Wacom tablet to quickly draw vector. For those of you who don't know what vector art is, there's bitmap and there's vector. And bitmap is when you blow up a photo or something and it becomes all pixely. It's because it's a bitmap. It's only set to a certain size. Vector is you can blow it up as big as you want. It stays the same because it mathematically inputs what the image is supposed to look like every time you blow it up or shrink it down. Then they use Premiere Pro or Final Cut Pro for editing, which you can, I think Final Cut Pro is a Mac program, and then Premiere Pro is an Adobe program. So anyway, if you don't know that much about that stuff, it's not that interesting, but I think it's, for me, I use a lot of these programs, so I think it's kind of cool. But, you know, if you're ever curious, I know that there's somebody in our Discord, Dr. Block, is going to school for, like, art and animation. They know a bunch of stuff about that. They're, like, really into that stuff. So you should, on our Discord, Dr. Block, ask them. They know a lot of shit. But I'll post this article anyway, because there's links in the article, too, to some of these programs and stuff. So that's Anime News Network Answer Man. And then on Reddit, there was a thing. There was a question. It came from a YouTube video by... A YouTube video, The Canepa Effect, which is Tokyo Otaku Mode running a scam with Otaku Coin? Otaku Coin is a new cryptocurrency made by Tokyo Otaku Mode. And you know what? That would be really shitty if they were saying, hey, these coins are worth something, when they're actually, just to get them to do their job, you know, because there's already a shortage of animators and pay for animators over there, and it's just like, that's really shitty. Getting some of the stuff we've been getting now, seasonal-wise, is like crazy to me, because I think Gakuen Babysitters is really well animated, and I think, obviously, My Hero Academia is, like, animated very well. And you kind of wonder, like, well, what's going on over there? Like, because they're still producing S-tier work here, you know? And it's just right. Like, I hope they're getting paid. You know what I mean?
They better be, or else I'll be pretty freaking upset, along with many other fans, most likely.
Right, because, like,
that's, like, really not fair to them.
I think me and Danny relate to that in a little bit, because we're both designers, and we have
had... We're both artists.
Yeah, we're both artists. We're both fine artists as well, and it's like, we've had people skip out on paying us. And, you know, like, it's just a really shitty thing. It's not, you know, it's not easy to do what we do. And I think that's probably why maybe that's a little infuriating to us, because we know what it's like, and that's shitty. Right. That being said, I guess it's just always best to do our part, is to just, like, buy anime merch, order from places like AmiAmi or any of those other Japanese-English websites, or, you know, subscribe to Crunchyroll.
Write stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, subscribe to Crunchyroll.
And buy the DVDs or Blu-rays if you want, you know, like, anime merch is always good, you know, that's how we can do our part in America anyway. You know, obviously in Japan, if you live in Japan, you have all kinds of ways to support them, because they have freaking
Akiba.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like they have like toilet paper with anime characters on them and shit. So, I found that really interesting. I'll make sure Nick puts that in the show notes as a link to the video. The Canepa Effect is a very good YouTube channel. You should check it out. And that being said, you should also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Anime Summit, youtube.com/AnimeSummit, and follow us on Twitter at Anime Summit, and join our Discord. You can find that in the Twitter description and the YouTube description and the video descriptions of our YouTube videos. You can find that. Also, you should subscribe to Anime Summit Extra, where we post vlogs and Let's Plays and other things. We're trying to make that bigger to post more stuff because we want to give you more content, okay? We want to give you tons of content, not just podcast stuff. I want to film my cat for 2 hours and post a video of him just on there. You can watch him lick himself for an hour or two. And I call him Mr. Lips
and
himself.
Luna, and Luna doing her little weird clicky noises.
Yeah.
You're also doing Sam's waifu fight nights.
Yeah, Sam's waifu fight nights, and me and Danny are gonna throw hands. So you should sub to that too, because it'll be funny. Because we're gonna play fighting games that neither of us have played, and then just be really bad at them. So
yeah, and then just watch Sam kick my ass in Street Fighter.
Well, okay, I didn't want to say it, but you know what?
But it's true, because like I'm not like I, not Street Fighter. Well, Street Fighter is like I'm just really bad at it.
I'm just really bad at
fighting games in general. So
really, you should get better at them. Like, I don't mean that in a get good way. I mean that like, well, no, it's fun to like, you know.
I'm pretty decent in Injustice 2. And
see, that I want to play more. I want to play Mortal Kombat, Injustice, and I want to play Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Those I want to play.
I'm really good with Soul Calibur. Like, Soul Calibur 2 was my game.
The new Soul Calibur looks super sweet.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait for that game.
So, yeah. So, there's all our contact info. I can't wait either. So, there's all our contact info. Now, me and Danny, before we get into our main topic and our little free-for-all discussion about where we are at in anime in our lives, I wanted to read some iTunes reviews, and actually Danny's got the lowdown on some of them, I think, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You read that big one. I'll read the one below it.
So we have some fans in the good old Down Under by Australia and New Zealand, and our fellow reviewer named Richard, he gave us 5 stars. Thank you so much, Richard. He says, "Hi, you guys. I'm Richard from New Zealand, and I just want to say this podcast is phenomenal. Nick, Sam, Danny are kick-ass hosts and get me laughing, crying, and questioning my views on the world. Nick is the salt, Sam is the pepper, and Danny is the cinnamon in this scrumptious ravioli of a podcast. One thing I can recommend: having more guests on the show. Also, what's better, lolis or traps?
Traps.
Neither.
Traps.
For me. Okay, yeah, I guess traps. Lolis are more of Coca's things, so...
Right, and me and Danny aren't about that underage business. So.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail.
I'm trying to go to jail right now.
So, but yeah, and he says, thanks, love you guys, and yeah. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for giving us that review. That was really heartwarming, and I really appreciate you that you think I'm
the cinnamon.
I'm cinnamon.
Love you, too. Thank you. Oh, you know what? Okay, so that's what he said. He said, Nick is the salt, Sam is the pepper, and Danny is the cinnamon. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make ravioli. Oh my. I'm going to make a ravioli. I'm going to put red peppers for me. And then I'm going to put a little bit of cinnamon in it. Okay, I will saute the red peppers in oil and then with cinnamon, so it gets all sticky cinnamony.
Right, yeah.
And then wrap them in ravioli and then put rock hard sea salt on top. And it'll be a Anime Summit ravioli.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see how that tastes, God. And I'm going to just be like, Big Rich, this is for you.
Word. And put it on the Anime Summit Extra. Like, you have to document this. Like, this has to be a vlog.
Oh my God. Okay. So thanks, Rich, for that idea. Love you. Thank you. The other review we got was from Australia, and this was, so, you know, kind of like kind of neighboring to Rich there. This is from iTunes user Measles 233. All he said was, best podcast ever. I would write more, but I'll save that for the reviews podcast. Save it for the reviews podcast, guys. I'm Nick.
That's pretty awesome.
I love it when people just take our jokes and just use them.
Save it for the reviews podcast.
Save it for the Pokemon podcast, Sam.
Save it for the Pokemon Cup podcast. Save it for the Ava podcast. Yes.
So fucking funny, dude. Oh, no, man. Nick is so funny. Oh my god,
Sam, you have to make a shirt that says "Save it for the,"
and then blank, and then have it
and
Nick
then blank, him. Yeah.
Nick's face underneath it with a talking bubble. I'm so doing that. How many people would buy that? Leave it in the comments, please.
Word.
Oh my god. So then,
save it for the blank.
Save it for the blank podcast.
Save it for the blank podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's the best shirt ever. I totally wear that every day.
I would wear that. And people would be, and then it'll say Anime Summit Podcast at the bottom. Love it.
Word.
I'm going to do that. I'm so doing that. So thank you for that, Measles. Thank you so much. He gave us five stars as well, so that's awesome. And then also Seneca, who's in our Discord, she's so lovely and she's so adorable. I love her. I love talking to her every day. All she put on iTunes was 10 out of 10 S tier podcast.
Love her.
That's all she put.
Oh, that's my god. I love her, and she's so fucking gorgeous. I can't with her.
She is. She's so adorable.
She's so fucking cute.
She is.
I love all the girls on our Discord.
Right? We're the best. Like, oh my god. So,
all right.
So,
moving on. Waifu of the week.
Waifu of the week. You say them. No, I'll say them, and you tell them why we picked these two.
Okay.
So, Waifu of the week was Sakura Kinamoto from Cardcaptor Sakura, because she's so cute. Shit.
She's adorable.
And Husbando of the Hour is Yami Yugi. And we say Yami Yugi because he's tall, darks, and handsomes. And
talls, darks, and handsomes.
And he knows how to, you know, he can send me to the Shadow Realm.
Hell yeah.
Anytime, big boy.
Anytime, any day. Any year.
You and Dark Magician. Because
he's like freaking old as fuck.
You and Dark Magician can just.
Yeah, I know.
And invite Dark Magician girl too. Invite her too. Shit.
Hell yeah. Invite the whole Dark Magician family.
Oh man. So why did we pick those two?
Because the reason why we picked these two lovely, fictional, sexy, and adorable characters is because Cardcaptor Sakura and Yu-Gi-Oh! is having their 20th anniversary. So, they both aired in 1998. And we just wanted to show the love of OG Animu that started it all. That started the whole, like, fiasco of us nerds and everything and embrace. So plus Cardcaptor Sakura is, I feel, a very underrated show. Like, I feel like Sailor Moon really overshadows the whole magical girls.
Yep.
So
Sailor Moon had that opportunity to do that, and it did, where it kind of It kind of worked that Sentai angle too, because there was a squad of them, you know, and they were different colors and all that. And then, and then they were magical girls, you know, so.
But yeah, like.
So also that, going along with that, Cowboy Bebop and Trigun are also 20 this year.
Yeah. A lot of them 90s shows are becoming old. I hate to say it, but it's all like it's really a mind blower.
So I was born in 90, so it's 2018.
So was I.
Yeah, yep. We were both born in 90, so it's 2018, so we'll be 28. You're already 28, aren't you?
I'm already 28.
Yeah, I'll be 28 in 3 months. Shit.
Like, I... dude. You have no idea how many times, like, I... Like, my mind just, like... Like, it just explodes because, you know... movies that came out in the 90s and that, like, they were really great because the 80s started, you know, the movie fandom, but the 90s really brought it and they kicked ass. There are a lot of great movies that came out in the 90s, so, and, like, those actors, like, fucking... Brad Pitt is, like, in his 50s already. You know, like, all these celebrities that we grew up on are older, and, like, a newer generation is coming into play. And I don't even know any of these younger celebrities. So, and it's, like, sooner or later, you know, our generation is going to be... in our 40s. Like, that's, like, right. Fucking crazy. And where, and, like, that type of generation who, like, the celebrities and whoever is, like, going into, like, that animation entertainment is going, we're going to be making, like, the future of cartoons and anime and comic books and all that kind of stuff. Right. So that's just, like, it just, like, literally blows my mind. And I really can't believe it. Like, it's just, it freaks me out sometimes.
Well, the first Rush Hour film is going to be 20 this year, too.
Yeah.
And they're making, like, a fourth one. It's insane.
Like, I know, and I can't believe it, because I thought Jackie Chan was going to retire after his final action film.
He doesn't want to. He's like one of those, he's one of those guys who doesn't know what to do with himself. He, like, wants to work. You know, he's 63, and he's still in pretty good shape, but it's like, damn, dude, chill. Like, sit down.
Yeah, like, he's like Miyazaki, though.
He's exactly like that, except with Chinese films. Yeah, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap. So anyway, there you go. That's Wifoon has Bando. So on to the main topic. our lives in anime. So what have we been doing? Other than watching seasonal shows, doing this podcast for you, have we been going to cons? What are we doing? We're just going to talk today. Me and Dan are just going to bitch and gossip and talk about shit.
Just going to bullshit, really.
And then we're going to, the bunch of you in Discord at this very moment right now are asking questions in the Q&A channel, and we will answer those in a little bit later on. So... shit, I don't know. What have you been doing, dude? Partying? You getting your drink on over here or what?
I mean, if you want to go off topic a little bit, off of non-anime related, my stepdad finished his bar, his, like, sports bar in our house. And he had, like, excuse me, he had an opening, like a quote-unquote opening for his bar for... the opening season for baseball.
Oh, for the home opener,
yeah. So, yeah. So...
go Bears! Or Cubs.
Yeah. Well, not football. The Cubs.
Yeah, I know. I said Bears first, and I was like, oh, wait, no, it's the Cubs.
My it's bad. Baseball. Yeah. Go Cubs. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. Honestly, Sam, after Science Gate, like, I've been slacking on fucking... everything.
So here's what's really interesting about that, okay? So like, and I'm again, please, like, don't take this that way. To our viewers, please don't take it this way. And I'm not making excuses, okay? I don't want to ever make excuses for myself. Because really what it is just sitting down and doing it. You know, it's just with anything in life. You just got to sit down and do it.
Yeah,
you
know, otherwise, yeah, I agree.
You slack off a little bit. And I'm at a point in my life right now where a lot of things are happening. And I don't know if you
heard. What the hell was that?
That was Luna. Get off the chair. Go. I don't ever want to make excuses for myself, but, like, I'm at a point in my life now where a lot of crazy stuff's going on, so I'm trying to handle everything.
Yeah, same.
I'm getting better at editing, which is great. I love doing this show for you guys, obviously, and I want to do my best. But Nick will, for a topic idea, he'll want to do cover a whole anime because it's relevant to an upcoming season, or it's on Netflix or something or whatever, you know? So that's what we've done that, you know, and the Netflix ones are a little easier because they're all just right there, you know, or whatever.
They're all there. So, like, we really don't kind of have to worry about, like, week to week kind of thing.
Right, right. So the thing with Steins Gate is that was kind of just like, and I'm not shitting on Nick because I needed to watch the show because I hadn't seen it yet anyway. So it was fine. And he gave us ample time to watch it. But it was really a wrench in my... It was just like a raccoon peeing in my cereal at the wrong time.
For real?
Yeah. I just wasn't... I didn't have time, and I fell behind on a lot of seasonal shows. Now, due to Nick being sick today, we got a little more time to catch up on them and stuff like that. But, yeah. Which I've been doing. And now I even found time to catch up on My Hero Academia.
I saw that.
Because season 3.
I don't think I'm going to bother just yet.
You're going to wait till, like, it's...
I don't know. I mean, I tried... Okay, here's the thing with My Hero. I tried 3 times to watch the first season when it came out. And I just... I couldn't... I don't know. It was the same thing, like, with Naruto. Like, in the beginning, it was just really fucking boring. And, like, I there was that one teacher that the main character has. I forgot his name. But, like, he has, like, droopy eyes, and he looks like he's stoned all the time.
Oh, Aizawa?
Yeah, like, I like him. I was like, when he first came up, I was like, ooh, who's that? Like, he's hot.
He's, like, sleeping all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I liked him.
He burritos in the sleeping bag and he just, like, goes to sleep.
Yeah. So, but, like, after that, I was just like, I can't, you know? And I think at that time, there were, like, I think Haikyuu was up at that time, and Yaoimushi Petal was there. So, like, a lot of my sports anime was kind of in the way of me really paying attention to My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
So, like, that could possibly be it and stuff. So, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I did see, like, their second season with, like, their tournament and stuff. And that looked pretty cool. But at the same time, to me, it kind of just reminded me of, you know, the same thing that happens in every single freaking shonen. You know, there's a tournament and they start training and then, you know, all this epic stuff starts happening. And, you know, I don't know.
That's, like, I just finished that arc. So I have to watch the second half of season 2 still.
Right.
But I assumed it was just going to be all, like, a fighting tournament, like World Tournament Saga, like, mm-hmm. in Dragon Ball Z, you know?
Yeah.
But,
like,
it was
in every other shonen that there is.
Right. I assumed that's what it was all going to be, but there was actually, like, they had to do the race, and then they had to do the cavalry battle where they had to hold one dude up,
mm-hmm.
and the other teammates had to be the horse. And you had to, like, okay. steal headbands with point values on them. That was pretty cool. Really, the fight between... And it's by Bones, okay? So, like...
Studio Bones.
If you know... Yeah, the Bones.
The Bones.
He knew the Bones were broken. if you've seen what they've done, okay, especially with Mob Psycho 100, it is just... phenomenal to see on screen. It is the craziest thing. When Todoroki-san and Midoriya are fighting, and Midoriya is like, his attitude towards things and people is, I don't I don't care where I'm at right now. I want them to be on the same path as me. I want them to get what they want because I got to this point with the support of others. So I can do that for other people. And
right. That
fight wasn't even that serious. It made it seem like it was really serious, but really the main point of it was Midoriya trying to tell him that he's not like his father. And Todoroki's father was like wanting him to use the flame half of his body and all this shit. And the whole entire time Midoriya's breaking his bones because he can't handle his quirk very well.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's your power. It's no one else's. And then everybody, like Aizawa and everyone, is like watching him and they're like, are you for real? This fucking kid doesn't even care if he wins right now. He's literally just trying to help his classmate. Like, holy shit, this kid is something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he damn near breaks every bone in his body. And it was just fucking cool. I'm so mad that I didn't start this earlier. I really fucking love it. But that being said, now I don't know if I want to wait for season 3 to be done.
Right.
Or do I want to watch it as it's coming out? Because I don't know if I can handle, like, it's with food, like, same with Food Wars. Like, right. I can't handle it. Like, just shit.
See, with Food Wars, I can, like, when sometimes I get mad at myself because it's all like, God, like when I'm caught up on everything, it's all like, fuck, like, now I have to wait, like, a fucking week until the new episode comes out. So, that's why, like, in a way, I'm kind of grateful that Nick made us watch a whole new show.
Kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, so that, like, when I go back to my seasonal stuff, I can just finish it, you know? Because, like, most of all the shows from winter season are done already.
Yeah.
So I can just easily watch, like, from wherever I left off.
Yep, and we're gearing up for spring right now. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but, like, to be honest, like, ahead. Back to the whole My Hero Academia thing. Uh-huh. I think I'll give it another chance, but I would rather watch it with someone.
You can watch it with me.
I feel like I'll have a better time if someone was sitting next to me watching it.
Oh,
with
fine
me.
Then.
What?
Nothing. I was like, what? You kept going, and I was like, you can watch it with me.
Oh.
And then you continued on to say, well, if someone was next to me, and I was like,
you would have to watch the whole first season with me all over again.
I don't give a shit. No, seriously, so, though, invite some homies over. Like, do you have any anime homies down there? I know you just moved there, but
I don't know. I probably could. I don't know, like, because some of the people that I met, they're not, like, hardcore anime fans like I am.
Right.
So, like, that's kind of hard to, like, just blurt and say, hey, you want to come over to my house and watch this anime with me?
Y'all want to come over and watch this show?
You loved that tone, right? You loved how I said that?
I can make popcorn.
We can watch it on the big TV downstairs. We can get drunk. There's beer and shit. So.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Eventually I will watch it. But as of right now, unfortunately, My Hero isn't my top priority. And I'm sorry for any listener who thinks otherwise. And please don't hate me.
Everyone yell at Danny.
Don't yell at me, please.
So, like, I know you just came back from a con.
I did.
And I was thinking, like, what cons can I hit up, right? Maybe I should hit up one. So I can talk about it. And I was trying to remember all the ones that were coming up here in Minnesota. One of the biggest anime cons in the Midwest is coming up, and that was actually this weekend. So it's a little too late for me to hit up that one.
Sad face.
I totally forgot about it. I've been so caught up in everything else. And to be honest, that con, and I'm not going to name it, okay, because there's a couple anime conventions here. But Honestly, that con has kind of gone a weird way that I don't really, I don't know, there's things I don't like about it anymore.
Right.
So it's kind of weird.
Is it like more American comics rather than anime?
No, it's an anime convention.
Oh, okay.
It's been here for, the first year I went was 2005, and then I went 2006, 2007, and then I went 2010, 11, and I don't know. It was different. It just started becoming different. I don't know. One of those times was Trisha's first time going to a convention, and she loved it. I brought her. We went as Team Rocket, like a punk rock version of Team Rocket.
How fucking cute is that?
Shut up.
That is so cute, though. That is so cute.
I'll see if I can find a picture of her. Because mine was just like I wore a black like shirt, hoodie, and black pants, and I put the R on. She actually had like a cool like goth.
Oh, she Lolita. She went all out.
Yeah, she actually had like a cool goth punk Lolita outfit going on.
All right, cool.
I'll find a picture then, and maybe I'll put an imager and put it in the show notes. But I don't know. Then I was trying to think. Oh, like there's this comic book association here in it's called the Midwest Comic Book Association. They put on a really tiny one room con. They rent out the warehouse of the state fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Spring Con, and then in October they do one called Fall Con. I might go to that because it's cheap. You know what I mean? It's like $10 to get in, and I think if you bring in like a can of food, you can get it cheaper. But they have like tournaments and stuff for Magic and HeroClix, and there's always some anime stuff there too, right? So,
right.
What is it called? I forgot what it's called. The room that they rent out, but it's at the state fairgrounds, and it looks like I'm looking it up right now. I can't seem to find it. Oh, maybe I missed it already. Shit. Damn it!
God damn it! I keep missing all these cons.
Oh man, I'll have to go to FallCon. I'll go to FallCon maybe, but I really do want to start going to conventions more. Right now it's just kind of a financial situation that I'm running into.
Yeah, same. Like, yeah. In May in Atlanta, Georgia, there's gonna be a con called MomoCon, and I'm told that con is top notch down in the south, like on the southeast especially. So, and Georgia actually has some pretty good cons, and so does South Carolina. It's kind of weird. Like, I really find it really strange how moving from the northeast to the southeast, because like the stereotypes for the South, you know, is all like, I'm Southern and I wear cowboy boots, blah, 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 blah. So, like, you know, and they're all about, you know, God and Jesus and shit like that. So, sorry if anyone believes. I'm sorry. Please don't hate me.
Shit.
I do not hate any. This is a disclaimer. I do not hate any sort of religion or anything like that. I believe that religion, any types of religion, is one, and you know, they're all great if you believe in whatever your little heart desires. Great, you know, I love you. God loves you. The goddess loves you. Any form, Buddha,
Flying Spaghetti Shiva, Monster.
Yeah, anyone. But yeah, so like to come down here and experience this like whole nother fandom, really. Like, it's a whole different world down here. So, because in New York, like, they're just snobby. Like, it's no joke. Like, fucking New Yorkers are snobs. So, and, like, New York Comic Con is great, but like I don't think I've seen as much like subcons, like little conventions go on in the Northeast than in the Southeast. And yeah. I think that's pretty cool. So also, like, my friend Richard, he's going to a, like, Final Fantasy card game tournament in Boston. I don't know.
Holy the name shit! Of that's that a, that's like that's actually going. That's like actually a, there's a community down there for that.
Yeah, yeah. Because
they were trying to get one going up here, a Final Fantasy group up here, and it didn't work. It didn't happen. I have a trial deck. I have a Final Fantasy X trial deck. I think
yeah.
I don't remember.
That's
which
pretty
one.
Awesome. Yeah, there's like. My friend Richard, he's all about the whole card games thing, just like you, Sam.
Same.
But he like he does like Street Fighter. I don't know what that game is called. He
UFS.
Tried, I think so. I don't know.
Universal
but he
Fighting
tried,
System.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
And
I also have a deck of that. I have a Ryu deck.
He's obsessed with Ken.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell him to fight
he
me.
He loves Ken. He actually he cosplayed as Ken at Comic-Con.
Ken Masters, I love it.
Yeah, he decided to retire as cosplaying as Ghost Rider, and he decided to go with Ken.
Oh, I love Ghost Rider.
So that was pretty cool. But yeah, no, he's going to Boston. If anyone knows that card game. Final Fantasy tournament in Boston. I wish you all luck. Break a leg. And find some nice people, I guess. I don't know.
You never know, okay? Like, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community here in Minnesota, half of them are really nice and really cool and really chill people. And they'll even freaking just help you build a deck and even give you cards.
Yeah.
The other half of them are just jerks. Like, I've seen game stores up here in Minnesota, like, not host Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff anymore. Because they're just
because,
like, no.
Because, yeah. Because
nope.
The community, yeah.
Yep.
I get that.
They're like, I've had too many assholes come in here and be whatever and do this and do that. And I just don't. I'm not having Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
In my store anymore. And it's like, shit, dude. Like, damn. But, like, that's the thing about conventions and stuff, too, right? Up here in Minnesota, if I turn left, I will hit a game store. With a bunch mm-hmm. of card games and comics and things like that. If I go straight, I'll find a comic store with a bunch of manga in it. If I go to the Mall of America, there's two different anime stores in there. There's Eagle.
I forgot that you're by Mall of America.
Yeah, me and Nick
so
is about crazy. Nick is about 10 minutes from it, and I'm about 15 minutes from it. So
that's so freaking crazy.
Yeah, so like. At Mall of America, actually, there's Eagle Anime, and they actually run one of the conventions here in Minnesota, the anime conventions
oh,
here in Minnesota.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they're a cool store. I actually got Christmas gifts for the other host that one year in Christmas from
mm-hmm.
there. And then they have Tamagotchi, which is now a chain. They have a store at the Maplewood Mall, which is like by my work, kind of, and then they have one at Mall of America. And me and Trisha were there a couple weeks ago to visit a friend working at Starbucks. but like, we went in there, and I was like trying to find a Gundam model, and they didn't have it. But so much anime stuff. There's like a big, huge Pusheen cat right in the middle of the store. Like
wow,
a stuffed Pusheen
really?
Cat. Yeah, it's. I think it's like $80. It's it's a big
wow.
Pusheen cat pillow thing, and I'm like. I need this. I need this in my life right now. But
wow.
Yeah, like, so, like, the thing about anime conventions, like, okay, like, can go to conventions because you can get cool stuff and stuff. But if I literally just drive 10 minutes left, straight, or right, I can find a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because there's so much retro culture happening here in Minnesota, especially in the last 10 years, that's become, like, a huge thing. So.
Right.
But anyway.
I feel like that is sort of my disadvantage for me moving down here because that was the thing when I was in New Jersey because in Northeast, like in New York and everything, it's so much diversity. There's just so much diversity there, and like I knew where to go for you know, to get the best ramen. I know where to go to get all my manga that I can't get at Barnes and Noble.
Right.
You know, so, and like even in the city, like I know where to go to get the best comic books, you know. So like that's kind of my disadvantage down here. I kind of have to like work extra hard to try and find these places that technically quote unquote don't exist really. If that makes sense, if that meaning kind of makes sense to you in a way, like underground. Yeah, that's the word, underground. So far, like I've only found one anime store in the Haywood Mall in Greenville, and it's called Pop Culture. So, and oh, yeah. they sell like all these nifty anime stuff. They don't have comic books or. Oh, sorry. Like I hit my microphone and it almost fell.
It's okay. I'm just gonna leave that in. This is funny. Because all I heard was like, some thuds and
just me laughing. what was I saying? Oh yeah. So like, Pop Culture doesn't like, they have like figures and like a shit ton of Funko Pops, which I hate, but whatever. They got other figures there that are cool, and the staff is awesome there. But like, they don't have manga. So I have to find like a comic, like an actual comic book shop that has it, or I just fucking go to Barnes and Noble and just deal with that shit, or I just go on Amazon now,
right?
Or write stuff. So to get stuff that I can't, like, that isn't available in my hand, like I can't get it right away. So for example, like the big 3-in-1s of Rurouni Kenshin, I can't get at Barnes and Noble anymore because they don't sell them anymore.
Damn.
Yeah, like so I would have to go on Amazon or something to find them. So
for sure, it's so
sad. It's so sad.
For sure.
I really need to start reading again. I've been slacking so much.
Me too. Like I know I said at the beginning. Excuse me.
Yeah, you said you were gonna read more, and
I did.
And you're not.
And you're not. Okay, just relax.
Okay, I'm relaxing.
Okay, I'm calm, you bitch. No, for real. No, I agree with you. I freaking well. Speaking of which, okay, I was Our basement was a mess, me and Trish's house, and after the boys had stayed at my house that Christmas, you know, I cleaned up a little bit down there,
right?
And then Mac came that summer and he fixed my car, and thank you again for that, Jesus Christ. He didn't stay in the basement though. He stayed in the living room. But me and Trisha went down there, and we went through all of like the clothes that were down there, because our laundry room is down there.
Right.
And then also down there is like a little under the stairs storage area where a bunch of just stuff is.
Mm-hmm. I remember you sent some snaps.
Yeah.
On our Snapchat group.
Yep. Yep. And yeah, Trisha ended up taking a nap. We threw all that clothes away, because we were splitting it up to like a keep and giveaway throwaway pile.
Right, right.
We threw all that away. We cleaned up a little bit, picked up a little bit. Basically, there wasn't anything left from when the boys were here, but there was just like all the clothes and stuff. And then
right,
the stuff I had put down there, because recently I had been given a bunch of anime stuffs from my cousin and some friends and stuff. There was a box of just DVDs down there, and I was going through them. I had found like Oh My Goddess OVAs, Oh My Goddess.
I love the OVA of Oh My Goddess.
I sent you that snap, and you're like, watch that shit.
I know. Oh my god, we really need to do a review on Oh My Goddess.
Watch that shit. It's kind of considered a classic, right? I mean, we kind of should do a review on it.
It is. It really is considered a classic, and I really want to read the manga because I just find the art so freaking pretty. Like,
how many volumes is that? If you read that, I'll read it. I'll read it with you.
Word. Okay.
I'll look it up right now.
It's a deal then. Then we're writing in it in blood, right?
In blood. I'm cutting my blood? Hand open right now. Just
we're gonna be blood sisters.
Yes. Yes, Queen. Okay, it's 48 volumes. I feel like I can
okay,
do that.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's not, I mean, there's 6 chapters in each, right? I mean, we could do that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I actually wouldn't even mind reading this online.
Right.
Because it would just be easier that way. But, oh, man, look at that. Look at that art cover. Like.
Oh, wait a second. So.
Belle Dandy is so pretty.
Volumes 1 through 20 are like one thing. And then. Wait, what? Volumes 1 through 20. Oh, there's. Oh, because we didn't get it in English until. We didn't get the manga in English until 2005? Weird.
Right. Yep.
That's did not know that.
Accurate. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it ran until 2012. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And oh, they did. Yeah. Dark Horse republished it. And they did a series of 3-in-1s.
Okay. Well, shit. So how come volumes 21 to 40 were released in 2005 as well? When they were.
I don't know.
That's really weird. Okay, anyways, we'll find.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Your girl's got this. We know we're doing, okay?
We'll figure it out.
You don't need to come at us all hard, okay? Just relax. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I feel like if we both read this together, like we do a book club kind of thing.
Oh my god, that's so gay. I love it. Let's do it.
You want to do it? Let's do it as like a book club.
Yes, and we can post in manga discussion like, hey, who wants to do this with us? Bitches.
Oh my. You know.
We just thought of a great idea on an episode.
Oh my
fuck yeah.
God. Book club. Manga club. Oh man.
Oh, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm giving you a Wi-Fi right now. Wi-Fi.
Okay, bam. There we go. All right, we're doing this. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk about this later. We'll talk about this after.
All right.
We
details.
Finish recording.
Details later. Yeah. Details later. Okay. So, that being said, that's kind of. I was just kind of going through this, and I found a bunch of stuff. I found Samurai X, both of them. I found Betrayal and Reflection. So the one that ends.
So cool.
The one that ends Rurouni Kenshin, and the one that where it shows how he got the scar, and he was he took Kiribato-sai and stuff.
Man, that was so sad.
It was.
I cried.
When he was the manslayer, yeah, that was actually fucked up. Like, it's weird because you watch Rurouni Kenshin, it's such a lighthearted anime, you know. Well, not super lighthearted, but like the way it presents itself, you know, is kind of like semi-serious and dramatic and comedic at times, you know. And then you watch Trust and Betrayal, Samurai X.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit. Like, I don't.
It's like it's a complete 180. Because it's like, who is this man? Like, I only know Himura Kenshin.
Yeah. I don't.
You know?
I don't know
the Batosai. I don't want to know the Batosai.
Right. And I don't want to look at Kenshin this way. It's really. You almost get uncomfortable watching it. So I found that on DVD. And I found the Mystery of the Twilight Gemini, Lupin the Third movie, and I also found the Castle of Cagliostro on DVD as well. Yeah, awesome. I found a bunch of stuff. It was crazy. So there's that. That's what's been going on with me in anime. I found some figures too. I found some Beast Wars figures.
Oh my god.
Remember Beast Wars?
Yeah.
Optimus Primal. Fucking sick, bro. So sick. I'm gonna see if I can transform it. I couldn't do it earlier. I was like trying to figure it out, but I have fucking Cheetah, Hot Rod or Cheetah, whatever.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Hot Cheetos. Yeah. I don't know.
I never had any of those figures. I had like the Power Ranger ones.
With the
ones that like when you hit the button on their back, like their head like flips to the helmet or
I had the blue one.
Their tiny ass heads with their big ass bodies.
Yeah. And they had the blue, they had a button underneath it that did like a karate chop or a kick or something. Yeah, I had the blue one of that. Like that. And I fucking lost it.
Which one did I? I had the two girls. I had Kimberly and I had I forgot
the Asian Trini.
Girl's name. Trini. Yeah, I had those two.
She died in a car accident, dude.
I know, it was so tragic.
Fucking sad. I didn't even know it till like 5 years later. I was like, what?
Yeah. R.I.P. It was so sad.
It was really sad. So anyway, we're going to answer some questions. Let's go ahead and do that.
Everyone's been going at it.
So do you want to, let's alternate. So I'll do, you do the first one and then we'll alternate.
Well, I'm not going to do Nick's.
Yeah. We'll just, if it's someone talking to somebody else or a Nick, then just skip it over. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Yeah, I banned Nick from typing it in. So
all right. Wormy asks, why hasn't Sam watched Haikyuu yet? That's my question. Sam, why haven't you watched Haikyuu yet?
I plan on watching it because my cousin's son, he cosplayed as a character from Haikyuu. I don't remember who it was. But I was like, man.
What color was the hair?
It was black.
Okay, I know who he was. I don't remember his name, but I know who
short
he was.
Haircut, black. He just used his regular hair. Brown, dark brown. I don't know. But anyway, he just got the shirt from like some website, and he's a big cosplayer. He's done like Genos and stuff. But he said I should watch it. So I
you should.
Now that I'm getting caught up on stuff and I'm like almost on My Hero, maybe I'll just start that after, cuz I'm trying to make more time to watch other stuff on top of, you know, hopefully we're trying to get Nick to not like make us watch other stuff, so like hopefully I can do that. But yeah, I am going to do that.
I feel like you would enjoy Haikyuu.
I feel like I would too. I've seen clips from it, and I've seen like the animation. It just looks amazing. So
it's already on its third season. So, like the third season's done. So you have like plenty of time. Before they do another one, because I don't think they're done just yet. Because how it ended, I don't feel like it was like the final ending. You know.
Right.
So.
So I will do that. Seneca said, Sam, what are your thoughts on BNHA? I think you mean Boku no Hero Academia, right? I fucking love it. I said it earlier. I think it's great. Midoriya is my favorite character because he is not selfish. I'm selfish in a lot of ways.
Selfless.
Yeah, seeing him be so selfless with many things throughout the whole entire show, really tries to just make me want to be like him. And I think I need to learn to be a little less selfish these days. So I fucking love that show. I think it's great. I'm almost done with season two, and I'm getting hyper spring, obviously. So go ahead.
Chaotic Otaku asks, thoughts on some of the new spring anime? I personally like GGG no Kataru. Whatever that means. I think that anime that he's personally intrigued with, she or whoever. I don't know your gender, man. I'm sorry. I think I have that as planned to watch.
Kataru of the Graveyard. Oh, it's based on folklore, like yokai folklore.
Let me go to...
The picture looks hilarious. The art style looks hilarious, actually.
Let me go to the spring, because I have no idea. let's see what I'm excited
So while she's for. Looking at that, I'll answer your question. I haven't watched any spring yet. I don't know if Danny has. I thought she did, but I'm not sure.
I haven't started anything yet.
I haven't watched any spring yet, because I was catching up on winter stuff to prepare for our winter episode. But you will hear a lot of our thoughts, I'm sure, on the spring episode when we put that out in a couple weeks.
I'm excited for Full Metal Panic, that's for sure.
I am definitely excited for the Cutie Honey reboot. And
And
it's like, this season is another, like, it's like fucking Sequel City. So there's like, there's My Hero there's 3 and Food Wars.
Food Wars, yeah.
It's Food Wars Steins 3, Gate. Second course. Oh, yeah, Steins Gate Zero. Yeah, which is why we watch Steins Gate.
Tokyo Ghoul has another sequel coming out, which I haven't really watched any of Tokyo Ghoul, so I don't really care.
I haven't either. I wasn't really that hype about it.
Devil's Lane kind of intrigues me. So I haven't really read the descriptions, but apparently, like, I'm reading, like, I'm skimming through it, and it's about vampires.
Oh, yeah, so. Then there's the Sword Art Online Alternative. It's about the other people.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
No, I don't care. This shit's stupid. I heard Maho Shoujo Ore was really good, too. Like, the guys who are magical girls or whatever. And
okay.
Anyway, I'm sure you'll hear more about that.
Piano no Mori looks kind of cool. We'll talk about this when we get to our spring first impressions.
Yeah, so calm down.
So calm down, calm down, otaku.
Seneca asked the same thing, so I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, skip that.
Zayla said, what's the weather been like for you guys? It fucking snowed for us on April 1st. Okay, so Zayla, I actually work about an hour away from my house, so I was told not to go in yesterday.
Nice.
Due to a snowstorm here, and that was April 3rd yesterday. And it's April 4th today. So it was bad. And actually going to work this morning, I slipped a little bit. So, it was really bad. I actually made Trisha get a ride home from work last night because I was I had gone to the store by my house. And I went straight home. And I was like, babe, can you please get a ride? Because I ran a red light because I couldn't stop. And it was scary.
Oh, my God. Fuck that. At least you're okay now.
Yes, I'm good. I just fucking hate the winter. Fucking winter driving is the butts. It's straight booty. I hate it.
South Carolina didn't get any snow, so.
So sorry. do you want to alternate by question or do you want to alternate by person?
Because
Zayla asked like four questions. For
yeah,
you.
He asked like four. We can do by person.
Okay. Favorite, and then Zayla goes on to say, favorite video game genre? I consider myself an RPG fanboy. I play fighting games. The main reason is because the quick decision-making helps my slow brain because I'm pretty slow. I'm not like, not smart because I'm pretty smart, but I'm slow. So playing fighting games is really good for my reaction, and I really just enjoy beating the fuck out of people. Lately I've been playing Dragon Ball Fighters. It's actually really hard to do some of the combos with certain characters, but right now I play Super Vegeta, Super Saiyan God Vegeta, and Yamcha right now. Have you seen Ready Player One yet? No, I have not. I'm gonna go see it soon.
Oh, okay. So skip right to like what's Danielle's favorite video game?
Oh yeah, sorry, okay, that's sorry,
fine.
Bitch.
No, that's fine.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, shit.
I can tell you what I'm not into because there is just so many video game genres.
Oh, yeah. I'm into a bunch, but that's just like the main one for me. But Danny plays all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I play on the PS4 and I play on the Switch, so I have a lot of video games. But I can go for, you know, a good RPG. Me personally, I like my favorite video game on the PS4 is Uncharted. I love the Uncharted series.
I loved watching my brother play Uncharted. It's like watching a movie. Good.
It's so good. It's literally like you're watching a movie, especially Uncharted 4. Uncharted 4 really feels like that you're watching a movie.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Same thing with the two new Tomb Raider games that came out a few years back. Like The Rise of the Tomb Raider, that's a really good game. It plays like a movie as well. So
I have the first one of that one on my Steam and I haven't
the first Tomb Raider that came out before The Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't like first-person shooters. Like, I don't really
partake. Me neither.
I'm not really a fan of them. I play them because that's all my buddies play, are first-person shooter games, so I kind of have to deal with that.
I like Overwatch. I play Overwatch.
I still suck anyway. Yeah, Overwatch is, like, a semi-excuse. I kind of wish that Overwatch... I feel like I would enjoy Overwatch a lot more if it was... If it had, like, a third-person option, because I like the characters. They're pretty. You know, I would like to see them, not, like, their hands, you know?
Right. Speaking of which, next week, the Overwatch Retribution event starts,
Yes, I saw that.
Which
I
is just, a sequel to Uprising event, which is super cool.
I just saw, My buddy just sent me the trailer for that, so I was all like, word. I'm a Moira main. I'm like, I switch between like Mercy and Moira, so I'm like really excited that Moira is getting a new skin finally.
Her Blackwatch skin.
Yeah, like it's badass. Really awesome. So I'm kind of excited for that. But yeah, like I'm not really a fan of like MMOs too much. Like I kind of play Monster Hunter, but I've been avoiding it because I just don't know that side of that gaming community because I don't really play it. So yeah. Anyway, okay, I'll stop talking.
And then have you seen Ready Player One? No,
I have not, and I want to.
What is the best worst show you've ever seen?
The best worst show.
I'd have to think about that one. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I don't really know because I don't watch bad shows.
Right, yeah, because if I don't like it, I stop watching it. So it's I guess Tendo Tenge. Because Tendo Tenge is really, it's fucking awesome. And it's animated so well. And the fight scenes are just fucking badass. Except more than half of the anime is a huge flashback. They spend the first eight episodes making you want to follow the characters they introduced, the main characters. And then those same main characters ask the one fucking guy, well, what happened in the past that made this person like this? And it spends the next 15 episodes flashbacking the whole thing. And it's a 26 episode anime. Fuck. Like, are you fucking serious, dude? I want to see these guys. You made me fall in love with these guys and the way they fight. I want to see them fight. Fucking dumb. But the first fight in that anime is fucking phenomenal. If you want to YouTube it, just YouTube Tenjo Tenge Masataka versus Soichiro in the lunchroom. And it's, it's fucking crazy. He punches him so hard in the stomach, he vomits. And it's like, oh, shit. It's badass. Okay, sorry. Next question. Go ahead, Danny.
Seneca asks, current anime crushes or
Bone
manga?
Daddy.
Bone Daddy.
Alia Sainsworth. Bone Daddy.
current anime crushes, I have to say it's, what's his name? Mr. Kondo in After the Rain. I think that's his name.
Yep.
Yeah, he's my current anime crush. And Bone Daddy. Like, I mean, come on, fucking Elias, like, that voice? Oh, God.
Bone Daddy.
Shut me up and just spank me.
Girl, I'm saying. Okay. If I had to pick a femme waifu, though, it would be probably, I don't know, maybe Violet, but she's like, I don't know, she's kind of weird, but like, she's so pretty. I don't know. You know what? Badger Chan from freaking Killing Bites.
I still haven't watched that show.
Badger Face Johnson, that's all you need to know. Then Visor Visual said, waifu or laifu? Both. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
What's laifu? What's that?
Waifu every time. I'll just say waifu every time. All right, Zayla, you do the next one, Zayla.
Oh, Zayla asks, which Japanese animated film director is your favorite?
Animated film? So like
that's
movie?
What it says. Which Japanese animated film director is your favorite?
probably Mamoru Hosoda. Or, no, I'll say Anno. I'll say Hideki Anno. because he knows film. You know, he just knows film. His shit. Yeah.
He does know his shit.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Stand by.
Stand by.
Because I don't... the thing with me is I'm terrible remembering names. I only go... like, I can remember the movies and stuff. So, aside from Miyazaki, because everyone fucking knows Miyazaki. But aside, but that isn't Studio Ghibli, I have to say the guy who does, like, Food Wars and A Girl Who Leaped Through Time and
Mamoru Hosoda did The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess, like, Summer Wars and The Boy and the Beast. What's his name?
Mamoru Hosoda.
Terrible. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, Mamoru Soda.
That guy.
That guy, man. Yeah. Like,
The Boy and the Beast, I fucking love, and you can guess why.
Because Bareface Johnson.
Because Bareface Johnson. He's so cute. He's always yelling.
I was actually, before I became a permanent host, I remember Mac... did a movie swap with one of you guys, and he mentioned my name because I told him, because I like commented on Twitter or something for you guys to watch this movie, and Mac went to go see it, and I thought, like, that was the best thing ever. That was all like, yay! I got a shout out. Huh?
Which one was it?
It was for The Boy and the Beast.
Oh, that's right. Max
swapped, like, the boy and the Beast with someone, and I don't remember who it was.
It probably wasn't me, because I had watched that shit as soon as I was able to watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Visor said, what was the first anime you've ever seen? Well, technically, the first anime I ever watched was Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball on UPN when I was a kid. But if you're talking about the first one I ever watched all the way through, I was actually watching anime, sitting down and watching anime, it'd be Nadesco, because I had all the tapes. I still have all the tapes. So, there you go.
I'm trying to think. Because I've seen... I've seen, like, Sailor Moon, obviously, and Outlaw Star and Cowboy Bebop on Toonami and Adult Swim and stuff, so, but, like, I never really watched, like, full on from, like, episode one to the very end, so,
yeah.
To be quite honest, like, my first anime that I've ever watched from beginning, like, from episode one to episode whatever, was actually Oh My Goddess, the OVAs, so... like those two DVDs that I bought at Suncoast.
Suncoast.
So
I fucking love Suncoast.
And yeah, I fell in love. I fell in love with Oh My Goddess. So yeah, and Fruits Basket. Fruits Basket was another like starter for me, aside from like Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z and stuff.
There you go.
So, Seneca asks, thoughts on pineapple on pizza? I say yes. I think it tastes amazing with the cheesy sauce and
So there's people who say it, the two parties are it doesn't go on pizza or it does. Now, if I call Domino's or Pizza Hut,
Domino's.
Okay, one of the two biggest chains in America, in North America, I should say, or even if I call it like Toppers or any other pizza joint around me, they will have the option to put pineapple on pizza. So therefore, the answer is it does go on pizza. Now, does that mean I like it? I don't mind it. I wouldn't go out of my way to put it on there. But if it's, like, on there, like, because Trisha orders it with pepperoni and peppers, I'll eat it. Because I think it's fine. I don't think it's a big deal. I'm not big on it, but I think people just need to relax. There are people who put ketchup on their mac and cheese. So we need to be talking about that. That's a more serious food crime, in my opinion. Azalea, again, calm the fuck down, buddy. No, I'm just kidding. He said, what's your whole life story? I'm not doing that again, okay?
If you want to know Sam's whole life story, listen to like older episodes.
Right, yeah. Right. Where I didn't know where to shut up.
Thoughts he was on born the... in 1990.
Yeah. Thoughts on the Tomb Raider movie? I haven't seen it because your girl hasn't been going to the movie theater very often.
Lately. I haven't seen it either, but I'm sort of excited, but I kind of don't have my hopes up because Hollywood tends to not live up to their video game movies too well.
Right.
So, but the trailer looks cool.
Yeah, it does. So and Alicia Vikander's.
Yeah, it's definitely a good vibe because how the video, like how the new Tomb Raider games are, that was like a complete 180. So the fact that they went that route and used that the younger Lara Croft is pretty cool and interesting and new for like a newer Tomb Raider generation. Instead of using, you know, the typical Angelina Jolie kind of physique. So, I mean, that's the only thing that I can actually think of.
Right, like, the to polygon. Describe that. Polygon yeah, boobies.
To describe that type of, the, like, the 90s Lara Croft. So, but I'm being optimistic about it until I actually see it and give you my final thoughts. I will let you know.
How often do you, and then he also said, how often do you watch read the porn hentai? I don't know what the porn is, but I think you just mean porn. Do you guys watch the porn? Listen, your girl doesn't have
we're
to really,
human.
Yeah, your girl doesn't have to really go too far for it because in every Discord I'm a part of, there's like a porn channel.
Seriously.
And I literally just have to look at that.
We have one, like.
Yeah, we have one on ours, so it's like, I don't have to go too far for it. If I want to watch, like, watch porn, I'm usually watching with Trisha. I don't really have to, like, go far for it. So, yes, me and her watch porn together. Big fucking
That's
deal.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. who's ready for WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver this weekend? I don't have TV, so I'm going to be watching it, like, after the fact. But I'm excited for it, kind of. I don't know. I haven't really been.
I'm ready for fucking Asuka. Like
I am ready. I'm so ready.
I'm ready
Asuka.
For her to have the fucking title. Like I am ready. So
I want her to just get it because I know, yeah. I know she's gonna be like the new Undertaker of the women's yeah. division. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I love her.
And then he said, "How do I get a girlfriend, honey? I don't know." Yeah. You can't
you
ask
have
us that.
Me. Hello.
Oh yeah, you have Danny is internet.
I'm your internet girlfriend.
Yeah,
you
there
can
you
talk
go.
To
yeah.
Me.
So what are you fucking? What are you cheating? What are you a cheater?
It's because we haven't been talking a lot. That's why.
I am and Danny. Feels... Just so you know, I'm Danny's wing slut. So like, if you're cheating, I'm gonna kick your ass.
No, don't kick Zayla's ass. That's not nice.
Okay, I'll slap him a little bit. go ahead.
Seneca asked porn or hentai?
Both.
Both.
Zayla said 2D or 3D? Both.
Both. ARA asked, will you
Ed.
Ever do a. Yeah, Ed asked, will you ever do a regular manga segment?
Hey, book club.
But yeah, we just like we just announced it at Manga Book Club. So
we came up with the idea and announced it on the spot
on this episode. So you'll find out when we release this episode.
This is why you can't let me and Danny just do episodes by ourselves. You can't. You just can't let us do it by ourselves.
Because we just like start thinking about things and we just talk and talk and talk. Like we're doing right now. Oh, my God.
Seneca said...
It's already 12 o'clock by me.
Yeah, I know. We're almost to the end, so we're yeah. good. We're good.
We got to speed things up here.
Seneca said, would you rather only be able to watch trash anime or be only be able to watch one good anime the rest of your life?
Oh, my God.
I would do the trash because I'd be variety. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... one good anime for the rest of my life. No, I think I'd do the trash.
Yeah, I might do the trash.
Yeah. Because if if you have to watch one anime for the rest of your life, you would get tired of it, and you would probably learn to hate it at the end.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. So, yeah, the trash. Ed asks, where does anime you couldn't watch?
You couldn't stop watching. I don't know.
Oh, couldn't stop watching.
Oh, Colorful. Sorry. Colorful is a short anime. Each episode is like 5 or 6 minutes. And it's all about panty shots and getting panty shots. It's all about these. It's like different. You don't even know. There's no main character. There's just different situations where there's always like a guy or two trying to like look up a girl's skirt and see some panties. Like that's the whole entire show. It's the weirdest thing. But me and Trisha watched it all in one night, and we were laughing all night just because panty shots. It was fucking funny.
Oh my God.
I will post the link to the Mal page on the. In the show notes, or I'll make sure Nick does it. But yeah, anyway.
I don't really watch. I don't know. I don't really watch weird things. I watch like things that I like. Because I mean, I'm not a fucking pervert. I guess like quote unquote weird. Weirdest anime that I can't stop watching is Golden Boy. Like, you know,
yeah.
I can watch that show all day, every day, you know, or Fooly Cooly, I can watch all day, every day. Yeah, like, I'm kind of boring. Unless you want to count some yaoi, then, like, fucking I'll watch Gravitation all day every day.
Speaking of which, as an April Fool's joke, Adult Swim played the first episode of FLCL
oh yeah
2 but in sub.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Everyone's
funny.
Like what?
Yeah. Or was it 3, which would be even more
I think
of a joke?
It was 3. I think it was 3.
Which would be even more of a joke because that's not even like the first one they're supposed to be showing you. It's supposed to be 2.
Ed also asks, anime that has changed who you are as a person or has forced you to change perspective on a topic.
Okay,
Anohana has changed me for life.
Anohana's, yeah, it's a good answer.
Like, that, oh, man.
I'm going to give you a short answer, and then I'm going to save a long answer for maybe this could be a good topic idea. So, but my short answer is Little Busters and Evangelion. For two very separate reasons. One's very emotional and one's very spiritual. So that's my short answer. But basically, after I watched the end of Evangelion, I felt very sick and I felt very confused. And I had nightmares about it that night. So, like,
Devilman actually kind of did that to me.
Really?
Yeah, Crybaby.
Really?
Remember? Yeah, remember when we reviewed it and I said I was very uncomfortable after I watched
it? Yeah, I remember that. So then I ended up watching it again the next day, End of Evangelion. And then I got it a little more and I kind of put all my feelings together. Little Busters, if you ever watch Little Busters and then you watch Reframe, which is the anime that comes after it, it's says a lot about strength and emotion and strength, and your strength always comes from the inside, and I think that taught me a lot. It's fucking crazy. The feels are crazy. Anyway, Zayla said, what would you say is your strongest trait, both in terms of appearance and personality?
Oh my God.
And appearance wise, okay, so the thing about my appearance is that I'm transgender, so I'm a trans woman, so I'm currently taking a medication that kind of lowers the testosterone in my body and is taking it out slowly. So I haven't really noticed any changes, really, except for that the hair kind of comes back a little slower on my face. And, I'm a bearded woman. Thank you for pointing that out. Ho. Anyway, and then when I start taking estrogen, I'm going to go through puberty again. So, like, as far as my appearance goes, I'm very body conscious, but I think that I can rock black lipstick very well. So because I have the Mexican M on the top of my lip.
Cupid's bow.
Yep. The Chola M is what we call it in some places. my personality wise, I think a lot of people would say that I'm very easy to talk to and that they love my hugs, I guess. That's what people would say.
I want a hug from Sam.
Okay, well, come over then. God. Let me come over and we can watch My Hero Academia.
Yeah, okay. We should skip some of this stuff.
Yeah, we should.
It's getting late. Zayla also asks, boobs or butts? Butts all the way, man.
Butts.
Like, butts. Hello.
Seneca said, why is this Discord so gay? Honey, I don't know. Anyway, it just is.
Da Bellers?
Da Bellers? Da Ballers?
Is that their name?
I think so. I think they joined today.
Da Bellers? I'm sorry if I like butcher your name, but she asks, in y'all guys' opinion, what makes OP main character, it's in quotations, anime good or bad? For example, One Punch Man, Sword Art Online, Mob Psycho, etc.
Well, in One Punch Man and Mob Psycho, Mob and Saitama, their characters were built properly because it also showed you the flaws. With the thing that a lot of people have trouble with SAO and why a lot of people don't like it is because Kirito, the way they didn't build his character properly enough to show, because all we're seeing is like this character who's like he's a badass, he's the main character, he can't do nothing wrong, he's really good at what he does, and it's like, oh, okay, he's just this supposed badass, you know, whatever. Some people like that about the show. There are some badass scenes that he's in that's really cool, but at the same time, you should be able to see some of his flaws, and I don't think there's enough of it to make him rounded enough to be as badass as he is. So,
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, like, I'm just going to automatically agree with Sam because I'm not really all that into One Punch Man or Mob Psycho like that, really, because that's just the type of genre that doesn't really appeal to me too much. I'll still watch it, and regardless, like, Saitama is really fucking strong, and, like, he can literally kill a person with one punch. So, yeah, he's really OP. But, I mean, for me, like, for a long ongoing series, for example, like, Dragon Ball Z, you can definitely tell what's going to happen in the end. You know, to me personally, I'm kind of tired, no offense to Goku, but I am kind of tired of Goku saving the day all the fucking time. You know, we have, they give you all these other great characters like Vegeta, Gohan, Piccolo, like all these other great characters, and they're not giving them enough spotlight. And I'm not sure what's going on in Super. I know Sam is watching Super, so I'm just speaking out of terms of my experience and what I've been watching. So for me, an overpowered main character is boring to me, and I kind of don't really cheer for them because it's the typical they're going to save the day in the end, in a sense.
Surprisingly, Goku damn near did it by himself, because Dragon Ball Super is over for now. But spoilerinos, he needed help this time around. We'll just say
that's
that.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
He needed help from two people who you never thought would fight by his side, though. So that's why it's crazy. Right. Anyway,
I feel like we should. That was a good.
That's a good stopping point right there.
Good stopping point, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we went a little over. But you know what? That's why you can't let me and Danny do this shit by ourselves.
Yeah, because, yeah,
so
like,
whose fucking idea was that? Probably, I don't know. Some idiot. But
I think that's honestly that question So I'm going to go through these some of these questions, and I'm going to put them on our podcast topic list, because some of them were pretty... I feel like we could have an episode.
They could have been elaborated on for... Yeah. Yeah. Yep. For sure. So thank you for those. I'm going to close it right now. Well, obviously, when you listen to this, it's going to be...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean, okay? Yes. So let's close these. Boom, 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 boom. We hope you had fun. I know it's kind of a weird episode. We're just kind of, like I said, don't ever let me and Danny do these by ourselves anymore.
Yeah. Well, this was sort of last minute, and we both did agree on that we were going to do a free for all. So
yeah, Nick, you know, it's,
there's
it,
that.
I just want him to get better. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I want him to get better too. So
he's been having a tough time. So everyone send your good vibes to Nick.
Yeah.
And cheer for him and put your arms in the air and give him spirit bomb power. I don't know.
Spirit bomb, you know.
Send him memes. Anyway. Send him memes.
Yes. Send him memes, because that will probably make him feel better. So.
There you go. So, like I said earlier in the episode, you can find us on all the usual spots. That being said, she has been the Uncanny Dannies, and I have been Sam the Turkey Tom, and we have been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.